CO Democrat Governor Jared Polis tells citizens to ignore video of armed migrant gang taking over apartments. By Warner Todd Houston on August 30, 2024. Colorado's Democrat Governor Jared Polis is ridiculing claims that violent, gun-toting migrant gangs are taking over apartment buildings in Aurora, Colorado, despite clear video evidence and confirmation issued by the town's own mayor. This week, video has gone viral showing migrants carrying pistols and rifles through the halls of an apartment complex in Aurora, a suburb near Denver. According to reports, the migrants are members of the dangerous Venezuelan street gang Tren de Aragua, which has exploded in membership here in the United States as a result of the Biden-Harris border crisis. New video armed group at troubled hashtag Aurora hashtag Colorado apartment complex now home to many migrants. Councilmember at Danny Jurinski says gangs have taken over the complex at KDVR at Aurora PD pic.twitter.com/J1UE8Y2M6. Vicente Arenas, at Vicente Arenas, August 28, 2024. Reports say that the gang members have taken over several apartment buildings and have gone unit to unit telling residents to give them their rent money instead of sending it to the owners of the buildings. Despite the clear evidence in the video, though, the state's Democrat governor, Jared Polis, is ridiculing those who claim that apartment buildings are being taken over by migrant gangs. Polis spokesman Shelby Weeman says that the state is standing by to support the local police department with assistance from state troopers and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation if needed, the New York Post reported. But Weeman went on to claim that the warnings about the migrant gangs are just a figment of Aurora Council member Danielle Jurinski's imagination. Weeman said that according to police intelligence, this purported invasion is largely a feature of Danielle Jurinski's imagination. Weeman also claimed that crime in Aurora dropped between 2022 and 2023. The spokesman also slammed local Aurora officials, adding that Governor Polis really hopes that the city council members in charge stop trashing their own city when they are supposed to keep it safe. This attack on Councilmember Jurinski's integrity, though, does not square with the video. In fact, it also seems to diverge widely from comments by Aurora's own mayor, Mike Kaufman, who has confirmed that several apartment complexes have recently become hotbeds of gang activity. Kaufman told Fox News that there are several buildings in his city that have fallen to these Venezuelan gangs. The mayor added that the buildings in question were being used as state-funded migrant housing, which is why the gangs were able to take them over so easily and quickly. For her part, Jurinski placed the blame squarely on the failed Biden-Harris migrant crisis and the nearby city of Denver, which precipitated the problems in Aurora by its permissive sanctuary policies. This is a problem that is not just a Denver metro area problem. It stems from a failed southern border, Jurinski exclusively told Breitbart News on Thursday. This is not just happening in Aurora, Colorado, I cannot stress that enough. But we need to be getting other municipalities, other agencies to talk about this, because this is something that could potentially put a black eye on the organization or the city or the area that you represent, she added. Former U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office Director and Colorado Republican congressional candidate John Fabricator blasted Governor Polis for his claims that the gang problem is somehow imaginary. So now Jared Polis believes this is all made-up theater. Yes, Governor, we hired a Hollywood director and filmed this to make you look bad. No, the Biden/Harris administration caused this problem. And you advocated for it, Fabricator wrote on X on Thursday. So now Jared Polis believes this is all made-up theater. Yes, Governor, we hired a Hollywood director and filmed this to make you look bad. No, the Biden/Harris administration caused this problem, and you advocated for it. At KDVR at NRCC at Elon Musk at GOP hashtag GoPolitics. John Fabricator, at John_Fab, August 29, 2024. Fabricator also jumped into action early this week to help an elderly woman move out of one of the apartment buildings targeted by the violent Venezuelan gang. The candidate and former immigration official also noted that Jurinski was on hand to observe as Fabricator and a crew of volunteers helped the elderly resident flee the dangerous apartment complex. Two halves gangs harassed this lady and threatened her. Councilwoman at Danny Jurinski listened, heard, and responded with a small crew to move her out. Aurora Police did show up to provide cover for us, and we were thankful for their presence. It's time to take our city back. pic.twitter.com/xkajmieto. John Fabricator, @John_Fab, August 28, 2024. Others have also begun moving out of the buildings plagued by the gang. It's been a nightmare, and I can't wait to get out of here, said resident Cindy Romero as she and her husband were moving out. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social @WarnerToddHouston.